This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Earlier this week, we spoke to Rebecca Stormer. She's an American teacher from Virginia who is teaching English in Mianyang, China. That's about 30 miles from the epicenter of the earthquake. During our conversation, we all experienced the terror of that event, an aftershock, along with Rebecca and her husband.
Oh, my God. We're rumbling.
Gotta go.
We're rumbling again.
Go.
So we're running out of the building.
Rebecca Stormer is with us again to tell us what has happened since then. Rebecca, where are you now?
I'm sitting in my apartment building right now. We've been watching TV. We have cooked supper, and my husband is on the computer emailing students.
Well, it sounds like things are kind of back to normal. Now, when we spoke 2 days ago, you were living outdoors. You'd been back in your apartment momentarily, but you were living outdoors in a tent because it didn't seem safe to go back inside.
That's right. That's right. And actually, we didn't even have a tent. We had a mosquito net.
Well, when did you go back inside, and why do you think it's safe?
Well, the tremors really have been getting fewer, and they've been more mild, so we have come back inside. The government of Mianyang today said it was safe for people to go into their apartments as long as they were on the first or second floor and there was no damage in the building. So we came back in today.
Okay, so there has been an official announcement. They've kind of cleared things and said, we think it's okay now.
Yes.
What about things like food? Are you able to go out and buy food?
Well, normally we eat in restaurants, and I think it was actually the day of the earthquake. That evening, we were walking around the campus, and out the back of our campus is our normal restaurant. And, of course, they had no gas, they had no electricity, they had nothing, but they were cooking on charcoal, and they had made some kind of a meat stew and cauliflower and a bunch of rice. And they were just feeding whoever was back in that area for free. And we went back again yesterday, and they had potatoes. So yesterday we ate potatoes and rice. And today we went downtown to our favorite rice noodle restaurant, and they were open serving their rice noodles. And so we talked with them, and we ate there today. So far we've had plenty of food, and the fruit sellers have still been selling their fruit, and they have not even jacked up their prices. They have kept the same prices.
You're there at the campus of this college where you teach. What have you managed to learn about damage in the city, about casualties there, and how other people are doing?
In the city proper, the parts that we have been to look pretty good. And it's not too bad. The people are still living in the street, camping, most of them. And in the park, we heard 100,000 people camping in the park, and it looked like it when we went down there. And we have heard on the news 18,000 in Mianyang were killed and another 20,000 missing, but that includes the whole county around Mianyang, the countryside and everywhere. We see the things on TV. On TV, it looks just horrible.
In the town of Mianyang, do you see buildings collapsed and people still trying to rescue others who might lie underneath the rubble?
No, we don't see that inside of the city.
What sort of evidence of the earthquake do you see there?
We see buildings down, walls down, and for instance, our lady at the noodle shop, her house was destroyed, so now she's living in the noodle shop.
Are there cracks in your building where you live?
No, there are no cracks, but as we look at the building outside, it looks like the back side of the building has lifted up and the front's about 3 inches, and the front side of the building has gone down about 3 inches.
You mean the whole building is tilted somewhat?
A little bit tilted, yeah.
Wouldn't that make you a little anxious about sleeping there?
No, I'm tired of sleeping outside in a mosquito net and being rained on.
Mm-hmm. What are your plans now, Rebecca?
Actually, tomorrow we are going to start working with the children from one of the cities that has been completely destroyed. At our school, the students, most of them have gone home to their hometowns. There are about 400 left. And the school has taken in refugees from Beichuan, one of the hardest hit areas. So there are about 400 people that make up families living in some of the classroom buildings on the first floor. And there are about 300 children that were rescued from some of the three schools in Beichuan. They were pulled out of the rubble, and they were brought here to our school. And when we went to our office building this morning, these 300 children were packed on the floor like sardines, lying on their little mats. And tomorrow we will start working with the children. And most likely, they have told us that these children are orphans. They could not find their parents.
300 kids from this town of Beichuan, and their parents are missing and presumably gone.
Yes, yes. We saw several cars coming into the school that were loaded with boxes, and it turns out that it's food and clothing for these refugees. So there has been a great outpouring of charity in China. There are people donating money, and people are lined up everywhere donating blood. And well, we saw this in Mianyang.
Rebecca, are you supposed to go home in August at the end of a year in China?
Well, we go home at the end of the year in July.
Are you planning on coming back to China?
Oh, of course. We've already signed our contract for next year.
You didn't consider saying, this has just been too difficult, and it's going to be a long struggle to recover here. I'm going to stay home in Virginia.
Oh, no, no, because we love the people of China. The people here are so pure and so kind that we just love the people here.
Rebecca Stormer teaches English at the Tianfu College of Southwest University of Economics and Finance in Mianyang, China. Rebecca, thank you again.
Oh, I must say thank you, Alex, because thanks to you, all of my friends and family knew that we were doing well and we were still alive here in Mianyang.